All right, welcome back here to Chartiers Valley High School. Rusty Pettit with you here as we're getting ready for the fourth round of consolations, which another way to put it would be the consolation semifinals. And those are just about ready to get underway. Looks like they're going to run all four mats. So this should be a pretty quick round. Going to keep you up to breast, or keep you up to speed here on all of the matches, but especially the Greene County and Washington County wrestlers that are out on the mat. We've got a few of them right now. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, 107 pounds, is over on mat number two, taking on Warren Wolves Slagle of Elizabeth Forward. Underway on mat three is Alex Medlin of Best Center. He's taking on Raiden Thomas of Valley. They are scoreless 15 seconds in. McGuffey's Clayton Ely is on mat four. Yeah, 114 pounds, taking on Victor Wagner of North Catholic. They are scoreless 15 seconds in. And then, last but not least, we've got Rocco DiCario of Derry taking on Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. Their scoreless 15 seconds in as well. And right now, Ely of McGuffey, close to getting a takedown. He does get it. He actually locked up a near side cradle, and he's taking Wagner right to his back. Clayton Ely is going to get a quick fall. That one comes at 41 seconds for McGuffey's Clayton Ely. So he is on his way to the third place bout. Winner of these ones will play, wrestle for third, and then the losers will wrestle for fifth. Also, the top eight wrestlers in each weight class will advance to next weekend's Southwest Regional up at Altoona. Still scoreless between Medlin and Thomas at the end of one. Also scoreless between Hanning and Wolfslagle. They are now underway. That one started a few seconds late. 20 seconds into that one. Medlin starts on the bottom, and he's up and out for the escape. And now right back in on a fireman's carry. Alex Medlin, and he quickly takes a 4-0 lead here in the second period. And Medlin leading 4-0, scoreless after one for Hanning in his bout. So we'll be right back here on Green Sports Net and WJPA Sports Network.
I'm Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
All right, still scoreless between Braden Hanning of Jeff Morgan and Warren Wolfslagle of Elizabeth Ford. They're in the second period on their feet still. Medlin leading 4-0 in his bout from Best Center over Thomas of Valley. 34 seconds ago in the second period there. And Medlin actually now turns. Oh, and he's going to get the quick fall. Medlin gets a pin over Raiden Thomas of Valley. So Alex Medlin of Best Center will wrestle for third. And that's going to bring up another Jefferson Morgan wrestler, it looks like, on mat number three. And as I say that, trying to fend off a takedown is the other Jefferson Morgan wrestler, Braden Hanning. Wolfslagle's in on a deep shot, and he's going to get the takedown on Hanning to lead 3-0 halfway through the second. It's going to be James Delaney of Jeff Morgan taking on Rocco Zugai of Summit Academy. 127-pound consolation semifinal. They are underway. There's a single leg shot there by Zugai. Scramble now as Delaney tries to pass the ankle. Zugai is going to switch off to a double. They're going to call potentially dangerous there, it looks like. Wolfslagle still leading 3-0 over Hanning. Hanning trying to fight off the bottom. Wolfslagle gets a little high. And trying to pop his head out here. certainly do a little headhunting if he can. 10 seconds left. A couple points here on a reversal would be a huge boost, but they're going to call potentially dangerous with 7 seconds left. Zugai still leading 3-0 over Delaney. And first period comes to an end. Hanning starts the third period on his feet. Trails 3-0 to Warren Wolfslager. Started all three of these periods on their feet. And Hanning dives in on a double leg. And he's going to get it. And he looks to take Wolfslager right to his back. And he's got him on his back. Braden Hanning looking for the fall. Trying to come back from the 3-0 deficit and win it with the pin. He's got the half in pretty deep. A lot of time to work on it. Minute 35. At the very least, he's going to have 4 near fall. Wolfslager trying to bridge out of this. Hanning has that deep. Braden Hanning, still a minute 20. There's the fall. Braden Hanning, Jeff Morgan comes back and wins by fall to advance to the third place bout at 107 pounds. That's going to bring up another Greene County wrestler, Noah Collins. Zugai still eats 3-0 before Collins steps on the mat. Let's step aside real quick. We'll be right back here on Greene Sports Tonight and WJPA Sports Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
All right. We're in the second period now with James Delaney and Rocco Zugai. It's still 3-0 Zugai. With 48 seconds to go there in the second. Still on their feet. A lot of action so far in the Noah Collins and Dylan Bateman match. Dylan Bateman out of Derry. Collins out of West Greene. But no points scored here. But right now, it's Bateman in on a single, but it's Collins in slightly better position here, trying to break grip on that and get around behind for his own takedown. But he's running out of time. He's got 13 seconds to go here. I'm trying to work on that ankle and try to get around, and we're going to get a stalemate call with 8 seconds. Probably should just let him wrestle there. There's only 8 seconds left. No sense in restarting with that amount. But either way. And Washington, Wash High's Noah Patton is getting started on mat number one against Tucker Main and McGuffey. So an all Washington County matchup there. At 121-pound Constellation semifinal. Starting on the bottom this time was Bateman, and trying to come out the face. He has 1 point escape, so he leads 1-0 over Collins. Tucker Main takes down Noah Patton to lead 3-0. And got near fall with it, so he leads 7-0. Now Main trying to lock up a cradle, crossface cradle, and he's got it. He's taking Patton over to his back, and that cradle is tight. Tucker Main is going to get the near fall and lead 11-1-0. Scramble here with Delaney and Zugai. Third period, a minute 25 to go. And they scramble from their feet, it looked like. And they're going to give a takedown right on the edge of the mat to Delaney, and that ties it up. Some of the Academy fans not happy. I think they thought that was out of bounds. Either way, it's tied at 3 with a minute 15 to go. Zugai with a switch attempt. Delaney lets him up for the escape. So it's 4-3. Zugai over Delaney. Tucker Main leading 12-0 now over Noah Patton. He's going to finish the tech ball. He got another takedown, and Tucker Main gets on his way to the third place bout over Noah Patton of Wash High. Quick tech fall, minute 19 seconds. So we have another Washington County Matt wrestler. Best center is Mason Wright. He'll be taking on Burgettstown's Carter Cadis. 4-3 right now for Zugai over Delaney, and he's got a takedown to make it 7-3. Collins is trailing 1-0 to Bateman. 10 seconds to go in the second period. It'll be Collins' choice in the third. And Collins dives in late on a takedown shot, not able to finish it. So they head to the third. Collins will choose down. Mason Wright with a takedown to lead 3-0 over Burgettstown's Carter Cadis. And now Wright takes Cadis right to his back. And he's looking for the fall. Mason Wright, a best center. It's 15 seconds to work for this fall on Cadis. Now 5 seconds to go. Time's going to run out. So that was the final for Zugai. Defeats Delaney of Jeff Morgan. So Delaney will drop down and wrestle for fifth. Zugai wrestles for third. Noah Collins' bout. He still trails 1-0. And trying to escape here, but in a bit of a scramble, trying to pass the ankle. You got to watch, he doesn't give up back points. Rolls all the way through. Now he has his hips up on Bateman. Trying to sit back into him. Maybe a defensive fall. He's got him stacked right there, but the referee was not in position to see it. So Collins still trying to scramble through this position. And we're going to get a stalemate, 49 seconds to go. Mason Wright leads 7-0 over Carter Cadis. They start the second period on their feet. Collins starts on the bottom off the restart, 43 seconds to go. Tries to Granby through. Now he's going to grab a leg again. Tries to get his hips up. Oh, the scramble they ended up in last time. Gonna watch he doesn't get tilted here. And we're gonna get another stalemate with 28 seconds to go. So Collins still needs at the very least to get an escape point. Sits back in off the restart to Bateman. Collins gotta start moving here. Tries to work on freeing the hands. We're gonna get a stall warning on Bateman. 17 seconds to go. They restart. Collins tries to Granby through again. Almost got tilted again. Now they're in the same position. Oh, he's going to give up near fall. That's going to do it. He got two swipes, and that is going to do it for Bateman. He's going to be able to hang on here, and he's going to win 3-0 after the near fall is added. So Cornell Collins will wrestle for fifth now for West Green. Bateman for Derry will wrestle for third. And still Mason Wright 7-0 over Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. And we're also going to have Caleb Patton of Wash High stepping on the mat for his 145-pound bout. So before they do that, we will step aside. We'll be right back here for that on GreenSports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Back here, Caden Crawford of Burl, taken down by Patton. Caleb Patton of Wash High took him down right to his back. He's going to have a 7-0 lead here right off the bat for Wash High. Mason Wright now leading 10-0 over Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. It's Mason Wright of Beth Center. That's that one, 30 seconds to go in the second period. And also underway is Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. He trails Jacob Stewart of Burl 3-2 in the first period. It was a takedown for Stewart and then a reversal for Wolf. And that first period just comes to an end. Now, Looks like Patton's going to get more near fall. Four more added after a tilt, and so he leads 11-0 over Crawford. And that first period comes to an end. Heading to the third period between Wright and Cadis. It's 10-0 Wright. Emmett Wolf now with another reversal has the lead, 4-3 in the second period on mat number two at 133-pound consolation. Scramble down here with Crawford and Patton. Patton had a 13-0 lead. Now a reversal by Crawford makes it 13-2. Now Mason Wright gets a reversal. He leads 12-0 over Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. He's got that low leg Turk in too, and he wants to see if he can turn him, maybe finish this technical fall. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey still leads 4-3. 41 seconds to go in the second period there. Patton gets out in front and tries to get work on a double leg here to maybe get a reversal on Crawford. They gave Crawford some near fall point on Patton. So now it's 15-6. So Mason Wright does finish the tech fall over Cadis. He wins there. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown now up on mat number one against Gavin McRae of Freedom. Emmett Wolf takes the 4-3 lead in the third period at 133 pounds. 16-6 now in favor of Patton, but now a takedown for Crawford makes it 16-9. 14 seconds to go in the second period. Gavin McRae of Freedom takes down Logan Noyes to lead 3-0 on mat one. And now over on mat two, it is still 4-3. They started on their feet here in the third period between Wolf and Stewart. Patton shoots in on a single leg, can't get to it. Crawford trying to make a furious comeback down here. He was down. Big in this. Now has it back to a 7-point deficit. Crawford trying to fight off with his hips here, this shot attempt by Patton. And it'll stalemate with 1:28 to go and go back neutral. Noyes and McRae head to the second period. It's 3-0 McRae. And Wolf still leading 4-3 here with 38 seconds to go. Now, and Patton might get take them down again, and he got a reverse half. Crawford has him in trouble. This could be bad news for Patton if Crawford's able to pull this reverse half over, but he slips it out. So he gives it the takedown to make it 16-12. How much more Patton's got in the tank here. He is leading by four, about to be leading by five because they're going to let him up for the escape. But Emmett Wolf trying to hang on here with 7 seconds to go. Drag attempt. Oh, and this is maybe close to a takedown. Can he keep his hips up? They're going to get a last-second takedown for Jacob Stewart of Burrow over Emmett Wolf. And Wolf's going to lose by, they did put it on the board. Yep, 6-4 is the final score for Burles. Jacob Stewart, Emmett Wolf going to wrestle for fifth. Now Caleb Patton trying to hang on here. He gave up another takedown, and it's 18-5 now, or 18-15 rather. And they're in a scramble position here with 10 seconds to go. Uh-oh. And now there's a takedown to tie it up for Crawford. And if this goes to sudden victory, I don't like Patton's choice chances just because he has not really had much left in the tank, it seems like, here in the third period. It's 18-18, sudden victory, and it's been all Caden Crawford for the second half of this bout. McGuffey's Garrett Newman now up on mat two, taking on Kaleo Zanella of Burrell, 152 pounds. There, right off the bat, Patton ducks in, which just as I say that, he had enough left in the tank because he takes Crawford right down to win it in sudden victory, 21-18, and wins it quickly. So we'll bring you right back here for more of the Garrett Newman match on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
We're back here. Gavin McCray of Freedom leading 6-0 over Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. They're in the third period, just getting underway there in the third. We've got a couple of McGuffey wrestlers out here. Garrett Newman of McGuffey trailing Kaleo Zanella 3-0 after giving up a takedown in the first period. That just first period just comes to an end. And now Reed Teagarden in on a single leg, but can't quite finish on Noah Lehue. This is an all-Washington County matchup here. Noah Lehue of Best Center and Reed Teagarden of McGuffey still scoreless 25 seconds ago in the first period. All consolation semifinal bouts. Winners will wrestle for third. The losers of these bouts wrestle for fifth. All of them advance, though. The top eight place winners in all weight classes advance to the Southwest Regional up at Altoona next weekend. So we're in the second period here for Teagarden and Lehue, scoreless. And Logan Noyes now trails 8-2 to McCray. But just as I said, McCray gets a reversal and puts Noyes right on his back. And he has him in trouble. He's looking for the fall. Gavin McCray of Freedom has 40 seconds to work with this. At the very least, he's going to lead 14-2. Newman still trails Zanella 3-0 in his bout. And there is the fall. Gavin McCray. Freedom wins over fall or by fall over Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. Lehue started on the bottom in his bout with Teagarden here on mat four, and they head out of bounds, still scoreless. Teagarden doing a good job here, riding here in the second period so far. Minute 20 to go. Now, and just as I say that, getting space and getting out is Lehue to make it a 1-0 lead for Beth Center's Noah Lehue. Newman still trailing, and he is not going to escape out from underneath Zanella, so he will take that 3-0 deficit into the third period. Stall warning on Lehue as they go out of bounds. 46 seconds to go in the second period. Newman started out on bottom again in the bout with Zanella. And Zanella riding on top here as a wing in. Going to have Jefferson Morgan's Alex Palko up now on mat three, taking on Chaney Lewis out of the Neighborhood Academy. Lewis was in a very, very exciting match with Owen Ipsic in the semis in the last round. That was one where Ipsic came all the way back to win that one after being down by 6 or 7 points late. Palco and Lewis square off. Lewis very fast. That was another one, though, where he definitely ran out of gas, though, towards the end of that. Ipsic was able to take advantage of it and come back for the victory. Teagarden will be trailing 1-0 as we head to the third. It's his choice. He takes down. Newman still on the bottom. Can't get out at all from underneath Zanella. Now Teagarden trying to sit out and turn in here to get the escape, but staying right with him is Lehue. Now quad pod stand up for Teagarden. Trying to shake off Lehue. Lehue hanging on the ankle, drops down on the ankle to pull him back down on the mat. Nearly got a couple near fall swipes as he did that, but they belly back out. Scoreless after one between Lewis and Palco. They will head to the second period. Switch attempt for Teagarden, can't get around, so Lehue flattens him back out with 1:05 to go in the third. He's got that wrist, too, tied up pretty good. And it looks like Callio Zanello is going to hang on and just ride out these last two periods and win 3-0 over Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Teagarden's flattened out here against Lehue, and Lehue's trying to get a chicken wing on the near side. Teagarden trying to stand up and so far has not been able to get out from underneath. Now quad pod again, but Lehue brings him back down to his base. 29 seconds, and now Teagarden tries to get some space with his hips, but almost turned in and got put to his back and now completely flattened out. Lehue doing an excellent job here riding in the third period. Not much time for Teagarden. 15 seconds as he has another wrist tied up. And that's going to be it, it looks like. Lehue going to ride this out and win 1-0. No Lehue, best center, defeats Reed Teagarden and McGuffey 1-0. So Teagarden wrestles for fifth, and Lehue will wrestle for third. And still riding, or actually, no, it's escaping a takedown for Alex Palco of Jefferson. He leads 4-0 now over Cheney Lewis of the Neighborhood Academy. 3:03 to go in the third period there, or second period, rather, there. And we've also got Malachi Peak of Beth Center underway on mat 2. He's taking on Zashawn Williams of Freedom, Peak of Beth Center. They're scoreless in the first. And we've got some blood time here. And while they do that, and they're still in the first period with Peak, we will step aside, be right back here on Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
All right, back here. Third period here with Lewis and Palco. Palco has the legs in, working on an arm of Lewis. He's trying to now get a guillotine to turn him, but has him flattened out. Malachi Peak is in the second period against Deshaun Williams, and they are scoreless. Peak started this period on the bottom, and so far he's yet to escape from Williams. Lewis up to his feet, and Palco tries to pull him back down and does. And now trying to get a tilt, and he should be getting near fall counts. I think Larry Maggi's got some near fall. Two, yes, he got two counts, so it's a 2 near fall for Palco to lead 6-0. Still Still scrolls between Williams and Peak in the second period. Peak up to his feet. Williams dropped down on a single leg, trying to roll back through that to bring him back down to the mat. And the second period comes to a close. Alex Palko going to lead 6-0 heading into the third for Jefferson Morgan. Malachi Peak flattened out again off the whistle. Can't get the escape. And quickly, Palko goes down, and he got a reversal, then an escape. So it's 8-1 now. And Lewis just smacked Palko. We're going to get a point for unsportsmanlike, it looks like, for Palko. It's 9-1, and they both wrestlers show a good show of sportsmanship as they kind of shake hands and rush it off. Palko sneaks in behind, and there's a Granby roll, but still not with a takedown is Palko. And now Lewis trying to keep his hips up in this scramble to maybe come away with a takedown. Minute and a half now. Good job by Palko to get his hips up, and he does get the takedown. He leads 12-1 now. Malachi Peak still scoring. Haven't been able to get it. He's been ridden this entire second period by Williams. And there's 8 seconds left in that one. In the second. Now Peak right up to his feet. He's got 2 seconds to get away. Oh, wow. With 1 second on the clock, he gets away. That's a huge escape point for Malachi Peak. Go ahead to the third, and immediately Williams takes down. Palko got the legs in again here on Lewis, trying to work that guillotine again. 37 seconds to go in that one. He leads 12-1. Malachi Peak starting out on top in this third period of Williams, and so far riding him through the first 20 seconds. And now Palko really working on that guillotine, getting close, just trying to ease it back over to take him over to his back, maybe get some near fall here. And he can't quite do it, so he is going to get a major decision, it looks like. 12-1 for Alex Palko as time runs down. We have blood time over there in the match between Williams and Peak. So Palko moves on to wrestle for third for Jefferson Morgan. And we'll be back here to get you more of the Peak match once they clean up the blood. We'll be right back here on WJP Sports Network and greensports.net.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestlers. Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to the 11 qualifying McGuffey Wrestlers. Good luck on the way to the States.
Okay, back here. Third period action between Malachi Peak and Deshaun Williams. And Williams got the escape and then dove right back on a single right now. He's got that leg elevated. Peak trying to fight this off. Minute 15 to go in the third. And they go out of bounds with 1:09 to go. It was a good shot by Deshaun Williams, but he couldn't finish. Peak now trying to come in, and there's another shot attempt by Williams, but this time Peak gets his hips back and doesn't keep him in the front headlock. Under a minute to go. Now Williams in on another leg. Peak going to run out of real estate. Looks like he might have been getting around for a Merkel, but they scoot off the side of the mat. Right back at it. Williams tries to pull down on Peak to snap him down. No avail. Could be headed to extra wrestling here. 27 seconds to go in regulation. Doesn't look like they have any wrestling going on mat one. There's a shot and trying to come through the back door here as Williams So Sean Williams in on a single leg, now tries to pull Peek in, but they went out of bounds. He couldn't keep that left foot in, and so he had a cradle locked up. With 12 seconds to go, they will restart. There's a drop down on a single again for Williams. 5 seconds to go. Peek trying to save it off. And time runs out. So they head to sudden victory. Needed like one more second. It looked like he could have finished that takedown in the end. So Malachi Peek survives to go to sudden victory. But right now it's been all Williams here on these shots. So can he pull one out like Patton did for Wash High in sudden victory? Another single, there's a stall warning on Peek. This time Williams in deep on the single, trying to pull Peek back in. Referee telling him we need to wrestle here on the edge. 30 seconds to go in the sudden victory period. Here he is, stalemate. One more stall warning, though, for Peek, and that would end at two. There's a shot on a single again by Williams. Peek gets his hips down. 20 seconds to go. Trying to work on the elbow. Peek trying to get around. And Williams trying to pull through the back door. And he's getting close. And they're still scrambling. No points awarded yet. Somehow Peek stayed out of that and kept his left leg away. No points awarded. And time runs out. They're going to head to tiebreakers. First tiebreaker period, we'll see. Looks like Williams going to take down. Once again, had a stall warning here on Malachi Peek already. I don't believe Williams has been warned for stalling. Peek immediately chops down on the arm, trying to stay behind. Williams right now getting close to standing up, and now tries to sit out and turn in. And now he does turn in and tries to come out and face Peek, but Peek keeps the leg. Now they roll through in a scramble. Still no control given here, although Williams can step over. Maybe no, he's not going to be able to. Tom's going to run out. Williams never scores. His corner wants, the Freedom coaches want it too, but Peek still had the ankle. So no score in that tiebreaker, and now Peek can win this if he gets an escape. And he's right up to a quad pod stand-up. And he turns in, and he gets that escape. Now, he has been warned for stalling, so he can't back up. Headlock attempt by Williams. And Peek goes around behind him and just takes him down to the mat for the mat return. And that will just about do it. 5-1 after the takedown. And Malachi Peek hangs on here and is going to win a tough one in tiebreakers as time winds down. 7 seconds to go. And we got a few bouts here to clean up in this round. Peek will advance to wrestle for third for best center. And we'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV. My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back here to Chartiers Valley. Rusty Pettit here with you. And we're wrapping up the Consolation Semifinals, which are officially Consolation Round 4 here at the WPIL Boys AA Wrestling Championships. Two bouts still going here. We got a 215-pound bout between Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. He trails Colton Carlson of Laurel 3-0. And then on map 4, Parker Cunningham of South Park leads 6-0 over Casey Wilson of Laurel at the 285-pound bout. And that will wrap things up here for this round. Let Mr. Sims tell us here. Oh, I thought he was going to tell the schedule. So that is scheduled for 3:30. The finals and all the other medal rounds bouts, 3rd, 5th, and 7th place bouts.
3:30 wrestling, but we will begin
Parade of Champions.
Award and a couple announcements at about 3:10, 3:12.
Okay, so they're going to start 3:10 or 3:12 for the Parade of Champions and some awards to be handed out. We'll be back here at 3:30 for the wrestling, so be sure to tune in. We're going to end this broadcast, but we'll start it back up and get you all set for that 3:30 start. And then about an hour and a half from now, we'll have the finals and the medal rounds. Everybody who's still left is going to make it to Altoona next week for the Southwest Regional. Obviously, the higher you place is very important. We haven't really talked about that today, but you want to get the best seed possible up at the Southwest Regional because you don't want to end up running into some studs from District 6 or 5 like earlier than you might want to in that bracket. So you don't want to – these matches all mean something, especially when it comes to seeding for next weekend's tournament up at Altoona. And the last bout here, Colton Carlson leading 9-0 now with 30 seconds to go in the second on mat 2, 215 pounds. He's out of Laurel. And then we've got Parker Cunningham has a 9-1 lead now on Casey Wilson of Laurel. That's in the third period with a minute 44 to go. Snap down attempt and go behind by Cunningham, not able to get around. Now he does. So that'll make it 12-1, minute 24 to go. And the other bout just getting ready to start the third period. Still 9-0 Carlson over Shannon. Now standing up and getting the escape is Wilson here on Cunningham. Under a minute to go in that bout. This tournament and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. There's another takedown and escape. Cunningham now leading 15-3 with 20 seconds to go. One more takedown would give him the tech fall. And we get a stoppage over on the other mat. Looks like injury time as they attend to Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. And time winds out. So that final is 15-3 in favor of Parker Cunningham of South Park. He will wrestle for third, and then Casey Wilson of Laurel will now wrestle for fifth at 285 pounds. And looks like they have the injury time wrapped up for Shannon now, so he will head back out to the center of the mat. They're starting from their feet with a minute 30 to go in that bout. Last bout of this round. Shannon tries to get it on a leg, but keeping wrist control is Carlson Now underhooks by Carlson. And tries to throw Shannon by. Shannon kind of keeping a whizzer in there. We could have some interesting fireworks here. Both guys going not shying away from the upper body tie-ups right now. They end up at an over-under now, squaring off with each other, 50 seconds to go. I think if you're Carlson, maybe don't want to get involved in that. You got a comfortable 8-point lead right now with 40 seconds left. Shannon needs something like that to get back into this match. Shannon tries to shoot in on a double leg, and Carlson gets his hips back. Down to 24 seconds remaining. Now Shannon's going to sneak around behind. He locks up another takedown to take a 12-1 lead with 12 seconds to go, and time will wind down. So Colton Carlson of Laurel will advance to the third place bout at 215 pounds, and Caden Shannon of Southmoreland will wrestle for fifth as that final winds down 12-1. I want to thank you for joining us here today. Once again, we'll be back this afternoon at 3:30 for the finals, as well as the other medal matches, third, fifth, and seventh place bouts here from Chartiers Valley. I want to thank you for tuning in to Washington to WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. They're brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream fields come true, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, also by Kinetic Internet, better, by attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves, for Washington Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start, log on to washjeff.edu. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Also brought to you by Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania's wrestling for over 50 years. By Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. Also brought to you by McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. And by Hernberger Insurance Company on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Thank you so much again for tuning in to our coverage of WPIL Boys AA Wrestling Championships. We'll be back here in just under an hour and a half, 3:30 for the finals. So come back and listen in for all the exciting wrestling. For Greg Smith, I'm Rusty Pettit. I also want to say thank you to Jason Tennant for getting all the equipment and everything produced today for us. And thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll see you here in just a bit from Chartiers Valley. Once again, 3:30 are the finals. We'll be back then.